This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So this has been such an exciting week. If it happens again, you won't hear from me, because I may not be here. So, Chris, you're telling me that this has happened to you a few times, but somebody in a truck decided he didn't like my car, and he had an argument with him. And, of course, when a car is hit by a truck, even a normal-sized truck, the car ends up being second best. So, therefore, it's my former car. Anyway, we don't want to get into that, all the stuff. So you were in Utah at some kind of event, Chris. Can you tell us anything about that?
Yeah, I met a guy a couple of years ago at the UFO Congress who mentioned that there was a lot of interest up in Utah, southern Utah, in the paranormal, and he thought that it would be a perfect place to attempt to launch and start a annual UFO event. So things didn't really go as planned the first year, so I was not able to go up there. But I did go to the second annual Utah UFO Fest, and I spoke with Clifford Mahudi and Ron Regier, and Alien Dave Rosenfeld was there. Joe Bookman, the libertarian congressional candidate from in Utah, who also was involved in the citizen hearing for disclosure at the Washington National Press Club. So there were a number of people. It's a free event, so locals could come out and camp and have fun. It
was
an outdoor.
Wait. Free event?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a free event sponsored by a lot of town businesses. And a lot of people, brought their RVs or they camped. And I did it just to help out and also to make some inroads with the ranching community up there in Utah. That particular part of the country has a real reputation of having a lot of activity that has gone on in the past, but very little, if any, of it is documented. So, plus, it's right. I go through some of the most interesting fossil hunting areas too, as you wind your way up from the Colorado River up into southern Utah. There's plenty of Jurassic Morrison Formation and some interesting tertiary formations. You can find all kinds of minerals. Selenite is one that's a lot of it out there. So it was fun. It was a way to get away. It was 114 degrees the day I traveled on my way back, and I wasn't looking forward to returning to the hottest weather I've ever experienced that we're going through right now. It's just my air conditioner comes on at 10:30 and it goes all day nonstop, and it can only keep the temperature down to about 89 degrees. Today's going to be another one of those brutal, there's no global warming going on days.
Well, something's happening, but we're not going to make any guesses. Yes, it's global warming. Now, they're going to accuse us of being liberal pretenders here, or liberal advocates, because we believe in what 97% of climate scientists believe in. But I'm looking at the evidence of my eyes. And right now, the maximum temperature for Phoenix, actually, it sounds kind of cool, 111. So we're going to have a cold front here.
Yeah.
So, and of course, the power companies love it because they'll make lots of money from you.
Yeah.
I know last summer when I was living in that double wide, it would run $550 or $600 a month to keep the thing down cool to about 78 or 79 degrees because there's no insulation. So yeah. Everything you save on one of those places, oh well. Let's move into a few of the things that have been happening over the last few weeks, and maybe we'll get some of your input. Of course, we have the ongoing stuff with MUFON in light of the issue with that former Pennsylvania state director and so-called hate speech and like that. And what I have done, and I want to be fair, I don't want to say fair and balanced because the network that used to do that no longer says fair and balanced. But to be fair, objective, I wrote a letter to Jan Harzan, the executive director of MUFON, and I said, look, we all know what's going on here. We want to be able to present both sides of the question. Would you be willing to come on the PowerCast? And he says, after they do their conference. And Chris, if you looked at the guest list for the MUFON symposium this year.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh. Andrew Bisaccio and Corey Good. Oh, my.
Well, that's the least of it. Oh, and the title of it, and we mentioned this last week, The Case for a Secret Space Program. Now, this is an organization that is supposedly here for the purpose of doing scientific research on UFOs. Instead, they're worried about a secret space program. Now, when I look at that, I think, hey, wait a minute. We already have, every time you go to MUFON's site, by the way, you hear this horrible music. And it's so offensive because you're trying to do something else. Or maybe you're listening to something else. And like some other websites, and it's not just MUFON, it's USA Today, it's HuffPost, it's a lot of them, CNN. You open an article and it starts playing some kind of audio presentation. So we get the MUFON music. I had to turn it off there. So the guest list, Richard Dolan. I'm kind of losing my respect for Richard Dolan. What do you think?
Well, I've been hearing more than a bit of grumbling the last couple of years, especially since his allowing himself to get involved personally down in Mexico City with the unveiling of the ill-fated crash test dummy, the dummy of the child, the Roswell slides thing. Ever since then, there's been a lot of grumbling about him that he's maybe too interested in cults of personality and pushing publishing companies than getting research accurate. And, you know, there's just been some people grumbling.
Yeah, and I think I worry a little bit about his research and the quality. And the reason I bring it up is the time I think I first met him, I was looking at his first book, you know, the UFOs National Security State book. And I read a page at random. Now, understand, this is not reading the entire book. It's reading one page at random. And I found a very serious error. And it's like he was quoting someone who quoted somebody going through third or fourth generation sourcing. And I asked him about it, and he kind of said, well, I guess I'll fix that. Thank you for telling me. Of course, I don't know that he ever had another edition of the book, so of course it was never fixed.
Right.
So this is the kind of thing that bothers me, which is not that he has a book like that, but he needs to be careful about checking his sources. And if you want to know a textbook case of how to do that, check what Kevin Randall's been doing the last few years. He's been double-checking the information about Roswell, finding some of that stuff doesn't hold water. He's gone to older cases. He's even got a book coming out about Socorro, New Mexico, where he's gone back and given the evidence into examination. And that's a good thing, because Kevin's a pretty careful guy. I don't know if the result's going to please Ray Stanford or not, but it's something that has to be done. Because if older cases have evidence that can be questioned, we need to question it. We've got an interesting guest today, and I don't even know how to describe it. I'll let Chris do it because he referred me to this guy in our next segment. John D'Souza, More to come with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So we bring to the Paracast today the X-Man. He calls himself the X-Man on his Skype account. Now, I was thinking when he says X-Man, he's either a mutant in disguise, or he's something to do with the X-Files, or he really wanted to say the Eggman for people who used to like the Beatles. but none of the above, right? Or actually closer to X-Files. Is that correct, sir?
That is correct, Gene, Chris. I'm very honored to be on here with you on the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. Yes, I am. Well, I'm John D'Souza. I am called the X-Man, and it's not a compliment. It's just a nickname I picked up during my years, well, in the 90s with the FBI, because I got involved in a minor little scandal with the X-Files, which, you know, everybody knows of that show and how great it was. And there was a problem with it, though. Well, it looked to a lot of people like some of the shows were actually taken from real life FBI case files.
In other words, ripped from not the headlines, but the secret files.
Correct. The reason we feel that's true is because higher-ups, soon after the X-Files started in the 90s by Chris Carter, the creator of the show, the higher-ups in the FBI got very upset, and they questioned me and several other people on whether we were the source for Chris Carter's stories. I was questioned because I was an enormous fan of the show, and I made that no secret about that. Chris Carter was questioned on where he was getting his information from. Of course, one of his responses was, well, why don't you tell me what specific cases or shows you're talking about, and then we can match up our information and see what we've got. And I said the same thing as well, but they were not willing to give up what cases in particular they're talking about, or which X-Files stories in particular they're talking about. So they ended up kind of calling it a draw and telling Chris Carter that he could go on with the show. Chris Carter said he felt he had dodged a bullet. He thought they were going to shut him down. That's how vociferous they were. And I was told by my superiors that I had been, because of my love and the suspicions surrounding me at that time, I was demoted from G-Man to X-Man. And so that's how that came about. And like I said, it was not a compliment at all. And so the show just was allowed to go on. I think it was one of the great shows on the air, especially in the world of the paranormal. And it really showed us quite a lot about what was going on in the world.
So did you have any direct involvement with the show at this point or what?
No, I did not. As a matter of fact, Chris Carter, I believe that he said he was getting information on procedures, like FBI procedures, from retired FBI agents, which is perfectly fine. But people who are on board with the organization cannot consult with television shows.
No. So therefore, James Comey did not disclose any information to the X-Files, especially since he was half the FBI only during the most recent season of X-Files, when they brought it back for 6 episodes.
Yeah, most likely. I don't know too much about what he does, even when he was in the FBI. Yeah, it's a good thing. It's a good thing he is where he is now. So I think that's best for everybody.
All right. Now, the reason I brought up this FBI stuff, being that he's a former FBI agent, is when you look at his picture in Skype, and you see John with a suit and a tie, and you know if he had the FBI badge, you'd believe him. He looks like somebody who, at least at one time, worked for law enforcement. I don't know if that's a compliment or not, but that's how you look.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a position where you have a lot of responsibilities and you have to do a lot of things. And sometimes when you get a judge's order in your hand, you got to go do whatever that order says. Even if it's going out and forcing other people to come with you to do whatever you've got to do. And yeah, that does come up. And I had to be in that frame of mind, especially when most of my cases, most everything that I worked was in the war on terror. It was big counterterrorism cases that were pretty well known, like had big public profile, the Unabomber case that went on for years and years, and the 93 World Trade Center bombing and various other terrorism acts that went on during a long period of time.
Looking at the X-Files TV program back when it was on, there was a certain amount of speculation that there was some sort of special bureau within in the agency or a special subgroup, if you will, yes. that was handling those types of cases. From your experience as a G-man, I mean, were there certain officers that, that specialized in the more kind of off-kilter cases like that? Was there a series of X-files that were being squirreled away for special investigation, to your knowledge?
Well, yes, but not like a special X-files section or squad or division or anything like that. The FBI, in large part, it functions on experts. There's agents, FBI agents, who are, like, for instance, the world expert on military medals and counterfeit military medals. And that particular guy will be the expert worldwide for doing nothing but that. And in the FBI, for quite a period of time, I was the paranormal pretty much collection point for anything that had to do with the paranormal for many years. It just occurred. It just developed over a number of years during that time, and anything that had to do with paranormal. But at the same time, I was only allowed to do what's called running out the lead in the physical world. So, for instance, I write about a lot of these cases in my book, The Para Investigators. Basically, it's the FBI would allow the investigation of these cases until the physical question was answered. They really wouldn't allow us to go beyond that. You know, a good, great example of that was the first case that many of us dealt with. That was the paranormal experience of the paranormal law enforcement, which was the Indigo Kids of 9/11. When the 9/11 terrorist attacks happened in the days before it, we had these cases of little kids, very young kids, all over the country, dozens and dozens of cases of these kids having precognitive experiences of what was going to occur on 9/11. And
really? I never heard that.
Yes. Well, that was very well known in the law enforcement community, and it happened all over the country. And what happened was all these kids had these experiences. They're not reported by their parents. They're not reporting their own kids, but babysitters, school bus drivers, teachers, caretakers. After 9/11 happened, they reported these kids in because it was this huge campaign of see something, say something, anything that could possibly be related to terrorism, you know, please call it in, and people did. And I can just tell you some examples are we had, for instance, there was a little girl, you know, about 8 years old on a playground that day before the 9/11 events, she was just sitting there, and she was sitting by herself, not playing with other kids. And the teacher comes over. She's just drawing circles in the dirt by herself, and the teacher comes over to check on her and says, sweetheart, are you okay?
Let's pick it up on our next segment. Let's pick up the story. Cool. Got more to come with former FBI agent John DeSouza. And Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We continue with our journey with former FBI agent John D'Souza in lots of strange things, such as the particular case he's talking about. But first, let me tell you about another case. It's a case of a second radio show called After the Paracast, and it's only available if you are a subscriber to the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com, to learn more about how the thing works. But when you subscribe, then we give you the instructions there. You get the After the Paracast podcast, the commercial-free version of this show, and more. And After the Paracast is really firing on all cylinders, like recent episodes. On June 4th, we featured Greg Bishop. He was also on the regular episode, but this was a continuation. On June 11th, we had Red Pill Junkie, Miguel, of course. And by the way, Miguel was responsible for the new artwork we featured on our new official Paracast channel on YouTube. Fascinating. Curtis Collins joined us on After the Paracast on June 18th, where we talked about those questionable MJ-12 documents. Prices start at just $1.49 a week. To learn more, go to plus.theparacast.com. John, I'm sorry to have interrupted your story, but I'd like to go on with it, please.
No, I was telling the story of the first really great experience of the paranormal for a lot of law enforcement officers, which occurred just before the events of 9/11 in 2001. And it was something that involved me and many other officers, FBI agents across country, dozens and dozens of cases of these little kids that were having these precognitive experiences of the events of 9/11. And just to give some examples, we had a little girl who was on a schoolyard during recess, and she wasn't playing with the other kids. She was just about 8 years old. She was sitting by herself in the dirt, just kind of tracing circles in the dirt with her finger. And the teacher comes over to her and tells her, are you okay, sweetheart? What's going on? And the little girl just told, no, I'm fine. I'm just thinking. And teacher goes to walk away. Little girl grabs her skirt, pulls on it violently, and tells her, tomorrow, make sure you stay away from tall buildings, because tall buildings sometimes fall, and they can fall on people. So the teacher walks away from that little girl, you know, just chalks it up too much sugar and doesn't think about it again until 9/11 actually happens. And then she thinks about it a lot more, and she calls it in to one of these task force squads that is asking for, you know, people to call in with anything that could be connected to terrorism. Another little boy was in his class doing arts and crafts. You know, again, very young boy, just doing this elaborate finger painting in his class. And the teacher comes over to him and says, wow, this is really nice. These two tall buildings, they appear to be glowing. And they have these angels flying out with red wings flying out of these buildings. Where are they flying to? And the little boy says to her, those buildings aren't glowing. Those buildings are on fire. And those aren't angels. Those are people who are on fire jumping out of the buildings. So, again, teacher just walks away from that little boy, doesn't really think too much about it until 9/11 happens. And then she calls it in, you know, and people have to actually take those leads seriously. You know, law enforcement officers with guns have to go and interview this little kid about something that he probably barely remembers himself. And another example is a little boy was on a school bus, and he's just in the back of the school bus, and everybody's been delivered to the school. He's the last one on there because he falls asleep. He apparently didn't get much sleep the night before. The bus driver goes back to wake him up and wakes up the little boy, and the little boy wakes up screaming about people on fire falling out of buildings. Bus driver gets the child up, you know, gets him to school, doesn't think much about it until 9/11 happens, and then calls it in. Now, all these cases had to be run out, as we call running out the lead. They had to be interviewed. There was no discretion on it. We could not say, oh, okay, this is ridiculous. We're not going to interview these kids. These kids had to be interviewed. They had to be spoken to. Even if the law enforcement officer, even if the agent or the officer felt ridiculous, they had to go do it. And the families had to be checked for background, for any possible connection to terrorism, because the thought was maybe these kids could have had these experiences because they overheard adults, or they got some kind of impression from adults as to something they were planning or something like that. So that's why all that had to be checked. The kids had to be spoken to. They had to be, you know, kind of interrogated to find out if they had gotten any ideas from hearing adults or from someplace else, and that's where they could have gotten the impressions. And in every single one of these cases, because we talked about these things afterward, there were conferences and so forth where we talked about these things. Every single one of these cases, it came back no connection to terrorism whatsoever. So the paranormal explanation was the only explanation left with these kids in every single instance.
Let me tell you a story. True. My very modest 9/11 story. About 2 months before 9/11, the family and I went to New York, visit family in New Jersey and everything. We went to the World Trade Center. Now, as Chris knows, I am not a fan of heights. Don't like driving up where he lives or going up to Sedona or Flagstaff, although I've done that. And I have been, though, at the World Trade Center prior to that, and I managed to survive at the top floor. And as it was situated, if you recall, you go up in the elevator, and then it would be kind of a lookout point or tower that you had to reach with an escalator. I got up to the floor below that, and I was frightened to death. I couldn't move. And Barbara and Grayson wanted to see the view from the tower, and I said, go ahead. So I sat down there at this restaurant feeling dread, and I didn't feel comfortable till we not only went down the elevator to the ground floor, but I left the building. Wasn't comfortable till then. I was even nervous before we entered. I dropped my camera. Didn't damage it seriously, but it was kind of a bummer. And then, of course, we had 9/11. I don't know if there was a connection or not. I didn't obviously have any expectation of what happened or that it would happen. But I wonder, John, if there was a fair number of people who had the same feeling, especially being there. What do you think?
I think they did. I'll tell you, myself personally, I had a very similar type of experience because, as you know, I was involved in 94, when some terrorists tried to blow up the World Trade Center back then. Back then, like 93, it actually occurred. And there were four terrorists that were arrested for that. And that was a big, huge case that went on for years and years. And so I testified in a lot of those cases, and we worked on that. And that, those cases went on for years as well. But I would, whenever I would have to go myself to the World Trade Center after 93, I had always heard rumors that the stability of the towers were a little compromised. And sure enough, when I had one occasion to go up in this, and just like you did with your family, and it was a windy day. I felt that shaking, like, and they said, and they would tell you, oh no, that shaking is perfectly natural. That's perfectly natural.
It's the buildings. I went in and out of there. I was a bicycle messenger down on Wall Street for a season, and I went in and out of there daily. On windy days, the thing could sway up to 3 feet. one thing I do recall.
Well, let's do that on a break after that. Well, there you go. We'll have more of that and the feelings of dread in connection with 9/11 and the World Trade Center and more. John DeSouza, Gene Steinberg, Chris O'Brien, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features. And most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know, the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So in the early days, when Chris was young and foolish, he was a bicycle messenger in New York City.
Yeah. Yep, I used to go in there daily, and I'll never forget getting my bike locked up there on the edge of the plaza and looking up at those two buildings, and every time, they didn't look real. They didn't look like they were actually there. They looked like fake buildings.
Wow. Why do you say fake buildings? How old were you?
They didn't look real.
How old were you at the time?
20, I think, 19.
Fake buildings, fascinating.
Yeah, they didn't look real. Standing at the bottom in the plaza looking up, they didn't look like they didn't look real. That's the only thing I can, it's the only way I can sum it up. I find it very interesting when we had Clifford Mahoudi on quite a number of years ago. He mentioned that the medicine societies that go down to, they cross the border into Arizona, and they have a small section of their reservation that's actually not in New Mexico, but in Arizona and south of the main reservation, about 40 miles. And it's called Zuni Heaven. And every 4 years they go there, and at some point the air lights up like a movie screen, and they're given a vision of something that's going to happen. They go there, like I said, every 4 years in June. And in 2001, it was the fourth year. And so they went in June and were shown the World Trade Center being taken down. And so the Zuni, there are rumors going around there for weeks prior to 9/11 that something really terrible was going to happen. They had no idea when, how long in the future it was going to happen. I think most people thought it was going to happen so soon, but Clifford remembers distinctly his brother telling him, look, we're going to have something, some big buildings are going to come down. And I've always found that to be very intriguing. The several times, obviously, that they've gone since then have been other pretty interesting supposed premonition sort of visions, but the 9/11 one is the one that really sticks in my mind because the they had about a 3-month warning on it.
Wow, yes, I know Clifford, and yeah, those are some amazing stories. I'll tell you one that that people don't know about. Pretty much the same area of reservation in Arizona. We had, because I know, because I interviewed the people when the Phoenix Lights happened, and supposedly there was this enormous ship, you know, that was seen over Phoenix. I think it was in 94, 96, 96.
Nope. March 17, 97.
Okay. Just a couple of days after that sighting, over the res out in Arizona, there was the same ship that appeared, and actually, no, I think it may have been just hours, like the next night, the same ship appeared over the res in the same area that you're talking about, that Clifford Mahudi was talking about also.
Right.
It just appeared, and the people, the witnesses that I spoke to, they said that was the same ship, except it was much closer to them. They could see.
Now was this up on the rim?
I believe so.
Yeah, and I think his son may have been one of those ones that saw that. I think his son had a sighting right there the day of or the day after, I think, the Phoenix Lights.
And this ship that they saw, they said it was so immense, it was so large that they couldn't calculate. They really couldn't calculate how large it was, but they said it had to be at least a couple of miles across the sky because everything was blotted out. The stars were blotted out completely, and it was a very starry night. And one woman said it gave off a spotlight. If you could calculate the middle of such an immense object, somewhere from around the middle, it gave off that bluish green spotlight that came down to the ground. And one woman who was actually, she was not a native person, she was a Caucasian lady, and she went running out to the spotlight and started jumping around and dancing in it. And she said it was the most amazing experience of her life, because everybody else was pretty scared of the appearance of the vehicle. So yeah, the reservations can be very mystical places. Especially where there are people who are good receivers for that sort of thing.
I've been going through your book, and I'm very intrigued how you've arrived at some of your conclusions. We're, as you probably know, having heard the show, we're fairly down on the ETAs, the extraterrestrial hypothesis, as being woefully inadequate to explain at least the UFO sort of so-called alien side of these mysteries. And one of the things that caught my attention about you and your work was the title of your first book about the extra dimensionals. And, of course, being someone who's been a big fan of Jacques Vallée and John Keel and other more, shall we say, controversial thinkers within the field.
Yes.
I thought that you would be a good guest to have on the show because, quite frankly, a lot of our audience, we find, has also expressed some dissatisfaction in, you know, the mundane sort of pop culture view of these mysteries. And so I'd like to get in and start talking about your book. I find it fascinating that someone such as yourself would feel confident enough to publicly go ahead and associate themselves with these subjects. So what got you interested in writing the book, and how did your thinking get altered to the point where you felt you had enough material to actually devote to a book from this perspective?
Yeah, and by the way, yeah, a lot of the ideas that I have in my books, they do look very much like Jacques Vallée's types of ideas about alien visitors, basically not being physical at all, but being actually more like extra dimensional phenomena. And that's what I believe the case is. And I'll tell you what's funny is that where I originally got, and my books the extra dimensionals. Anybody can go on my Facebook and get the first 50 pages for free and just read the first 50 pages. Just going on John D'Souza Facebook, scroll down a little bit, and you can get either of my books, you can just read the first 50 pages, which contains a lot of these references. And for instance, I first got the ideas for my books. Amazingly enough, it was not from Jacques Vallée, as brilliant as he is, and I love him as a thinker and a writer. But it was actually the first place I got these ideas from was from the FBI, believe it or not. And it's particularly a document written by an FBI supervisor from a long time ago. Which I refer to as the smoking gun document. And what's crazy about this is, of course, it's featured in my book. I explain it. I go through it. I examine it. And I show it in my book very carefully for people. But what's crazy about this is anyone can look at this document and download it and get it themselves. It's at vault.fbi.gov. And that is the repository for all declassified documents from the FBI. And in it, and anybody can go on there and they can go down to the tab. This repository has documents on cattle mutilations, on UFOs, on the Jimmy Hoffa disappearance, on the JFK assassination. There's documents on anything you can imagine. And they're all downloadable. They're all free and anybody can get them.
The stuff that the FBI has there on all these subjects, anything equivalent to a smoking gun or a questionable piece of information that doesn't take the conventional wisdom on these subjects, we'll find out more. We're talking to John D'Souza, and this is going to be a fascinating show. And of course, he's got this government background that certainly has a lot of significance, and he's got a recent book called The Extra Dimensionals. And we're starting to cover that in more detail. We actually have a few questions from someone in our audience who's one of our forum managers on the Paracast forums who happens to be a skeptic. So we're going to see how he handles that. In the meantime, you're on with Gene and Chris. Of course, John D'Souza, our special guest. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack of the Rockoids. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockoids lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockoids is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockoids. A novel in the grand science fiction tradition.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.